Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I am Dave O'Brien. I'm on the grid. SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to tip is on. Let's go. NBA play-in tournament set to begin in Brooklyn. And we're glad that everybody is okay in Brooklyn today after a shooting near the arena and the practice facility. But it's just another day in the city, Cam, and we're ready to play some basketball tonight. I'm fired up. We got a full slate of NHL hockey. We got Major League Baseball, NBA playoff basketball. We're even talking some RBC Heritage Golf with Dubsy. And I don't know if you know, Cam, I was so excited to talk about the Masters. I couldn't wait. Dubsy actually joined me on Sports Rage on Sunday night. So I'm catching up with Dubsy again.
late night partying with Dubsy. Yeah.
No, there was a lot of stuff to unpack, actually, because we talk about guys that won, but you and I didn't get to it. And I want to get to the hockey picks now because we got basketball and baseball coming up and everything. But a big story about the Masters, Cam, about the guys that didn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth not making the cut. Brooks Koepka not making the cut. We kind of knew about Bryson. But Xander Schauffele, come on, man. I took Schauffele to win this thing. Guy didn't make the cut. It's crazy. Yeah. The guys that didn't make the cut.
It's actually shocking to me, Gabe, too. Like, Schauffele's one of those guys that, I hate to say it, I know we got other bigger fish to fry tonight with the basketball, but quickly, he's regressing while other guys are getting better. He used to be one of the world's best. Now the guy can't make cuts at majors. Brooks Koepka, he just, when things fall apart, they really fall apart. So excellent point by you. It's a lot of the unheralded guys, like Scottie Scheffler's putting these guys, they're in his dust right now, and all these guys that were supposed to be number ones, they're fading where other guys are coming out of the woodwork.
All right, so speaking of fading, people are fading the Cavaliers right now. It's 9.5. The total's coming down. It's down to 226.5 right now. And we've got movement with the Clippers and the T-Wolves. I think his word's out, Luke Kennard is not playing. And I don't say that sarcastically, actually. I mean, it's Luke Kennard. It's a couple of three-point shots. They're not going to have a total 231 in that basketball game. We'll get Donnie Wrightside's take on tonight's contest. I've already put in a bunch of player props for the early game. Haven't really started clicking for the Clipper game yet. I sort of know where I'm going with my plays, but I already have jumped with 3 player props. But as I stated, Donnie's not a big hockey guy, so we're going to talk baseball and basketball with Donnie. We got the coach coming up, so I figured we start off with some pucks early here, Cam. And, man, you know where I'm going here. You know where I'm going here. The Buffalo Sabres. Yep. And the Toronto Maple Leafs. The number actually came down. It was over 500 last night. It was minus 530 last night on Sports Rage. I nearly fell off my chair when we had George Kurtz on. Still pretty high at minus 480. And in case people are wondering, last 4 times these 2 teams have played, it's not Toronto that have won. It's Buffalo. Buffalo have beaten these guys 3 of the last 4 times. I went back, Cam. The last 10 times these guys have played, Toronto have beaten them by 2 or more goals once.
Yeah.
Once.
And Buffalo's playing great hockey right now, Marenzi. And the thing is, you got to look at a young, hungry team. Alex Tuch, leader of the team, goaltenders playing for jobs next year, all the young guys. How do you not take 2.5 with the Sabres? I'm a Leaf fan, and I'll tell you, if the Leafs blow them out, so be it, but Sabres is the play.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morazzi, kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're just taking a look at my crazy. There should have been music there. A little bit dry. My throat's a little dry here, Cam. It's like I'm in the desert.
Need a holes?
Ridicola. You're a little late.
Better late than never, buddy.
You got one job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hit the damn music. Yeah. Like, you do a countdown. When you count us in, you hit the music at the same time. All right, let's just get that out. It's the playoffs now, right? It's not the preseason, guys. All right? All business today. All right, Cam. So it's like an infomercial. It's not enough.
Yes.
You talked about 2.5. Not enough. I need more.
Here we
go. I like your grill. I like your grill, Cam. I like your grill. I'm interested.
It's
but
amazing.
What about a drip tray? You got a drip tray?
I do.
You got you got some utensils? What are you adding in on this thing? I need more than 2.5.
I will throw you in a drip tray, and I will throw you as in a second grill. For all those side things that you want to do, you want to cook a Western omelet, I've got your guy. I got a grip grill. I got the big grill. I got everything for you, Moretzi, and I will add it to the package.
You're throwing a couple of T-Fowls?
Yes, I will.
Pans.
Yes, yes. Hey, we're not done yet. Yeah. I give you more. Last night, you wanted more, and you got more with the Winnipeg Jets in Montreal plus 2.5. Exactly. Winnipeg won by 2, so you know what?
Okay.
You keep on doing these crazy things, and I'll keep on giving products away.
I've already done one, Cam, and I did it already, and I figured.
Yep.
I'm not going to ask you to guess. We don't have enough time for guessing games. Buffalo Sabres plus 4.5. New York Rangers plus 2.5.
Oh, my God, help me. Okay, what's the price?
Yep. Buffalo Sabres plus 4.5 goals against the Leafs. Rangers hosting the Canes. I'm getting plus 2.5 with the Blue Shirts. St. Louis Blues at Boston. Give me the Blues plus 2.5. Blues plus 2.5. Rangers plus 2.5. Sabres plus 4.5 minus 152.
It's actually a lot of it's funny, Morazzi. It's like you're in the insurance business now, but the insurance has actually hit a car.
A car into a tree,
almost drowned. And you know what? Hey. It saved your life, the insurance package.
You're selling pans. I'm putting people in cars here. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moranci. Good job with the music. Right on cue. Good time. Good job. Yep. See, I'm like a coach. Excellent. I give the punter the dirty look after. I'm giving McAfee. Yeah. Come on, Pat. Kick it further. This time I'm like, all right, great job.
Yeah, inside the 7-yard line. Great punt. Excellent field position.
Shout out to our boy Brandon. Brandon in St. Louis, who we're going to see in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks at the NFL draft. Brandon says he's going to the Wolves and Clippers game tonight. Good stuff.
Cool.
Wolves and Clippers game. We'll get to our picks for this game. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside, who I have to say is a frenemy of the program this week.
This couple of weeks.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you don't want to talk about it. You and I remain civil. It's not like me and Big Man where it gets hostile and stuff. Now, you and I are good. What's up, Donnie? We're ready to play. Ready to, and listen.
Yep, we're good there.
You're a Raptor guy. You made a lot of money off of Van Fleet and the crew this year.
I have. Now it's time to start taking shots, right? Yeah, like, you know, Nick Nurse should actually be a better job is for the L.A. Lakers than it is for Toronto, but it's maybe for another day at this point.
They're already on the Mark Jackson now. They've lowered their expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how was that? How did that work? From Nick Nurse
they went
to
from
Mark Jackson.
A guy in the league to a guy that hasn't coached in 10 years.
Exactly. Yeah. LeBron says Mark Jackson could be a good fit. Yeah, you're not getting Nick Nurse, so thanks.
It's funny. You know what that was about, too? And it hasn't lingered either, that stuff. And Nick Nurse's agent actually is the same company, Clutch and LeBron and all that. But this is definitely Nick Nurse picking up the phone last night going, what the hell's wrong with you guys?
Exactly.
What are you throwing my name out there for? Like, I'm not like, put this fire out. You know what I mean? Like, right away. I don't want to hear about this stuff, guys. Yeah, and, you know, it makes their fan base happy, right? Because they think that everybody wants this job or something like that. I'll tell you who your new coach is going to be, Mike Brown. There's your guy, David Fizdale or Mike Brown. Sorry, Laker fans. Or you might get Quinn Snyder, actually. I wouldn't be surprised you got Quinn Snyder. Who cares?
That'd be all right. Yeah.
I think they're done in Utah. But all right, we'll get to the Sixers and all this type of stuff. But wild night last night, Dottie, with the Phillies, huh?
Yeah, it was a wild night. Usually it's the Phillies collapsing bullpen. Not last night, though. That was impressive.
Gotta love it, though. Four games in and guys on the Phillies are already telling each other on the field, I effing hate this place.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
People are talking about getting t-shirts now. So that's a pretty good line, actually. Like, thank God that if the Phillies didn't win, how much bigger of a story is this, Donnie? Then people are mad. They're like, you know what? You're a loser and you hate it here. But since they came back and won, even he was laughing about it in the clubhouse after. Wow, you know, it was an emotional moment. That's why you got to put your glove over your face, guys, when you talk to a teammate on the field. Everybody can read lips nowadays, Donnie.
Right? Well, I certainly can. And there were some pretty good lip readers out there yesterday slowing that down. It's pretty amazing. And also, I talked about this earlier, a young guy like Alec Bohm, even if you said it on the field, you can quickly change that up to something that sort of sounds like, I would never say that. I said this. I didn't say that. And it could never be proven. But a young guy goes, yeah, you know what? You caught me. I said it. Bohm. Like the dynamite stick.
It's a good point. So he said, I effing hate this place. And you can see him look over and he says to Buddy on the field, he's getting booed. I effing hate this place. You could have said after, nah, man, I said I hate making mistakes.
Yeah, see that? Exactly. I effing hate mistakes.
I hate making mistakes.
That's close. Mistakes is close.
I hate this place. It sounds the same. I'd say, no, I was not there. I said, I effing hate making mistakes.
I said, I'd never say I hate this place. And even if it's clear, say, I never said that. I said, I hate making mistakes.
That's a good one.
Work out.
You're very right. You're
I was a goalie, Cam. I've got good excuses.
That's a good one, Brett. I'm a goalie. I got excuses.
I got punches.
Declare it. I'm like Kevin Owens. He wants it stricken from the record, the match against Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I agree. He had a bad back going into that match, right? He had a bad back. So what about tonight's baseball, Donnie? What are we doing with this one? Phillies and Mets. What's going on here?
Yeah, Philly, it should be an interesting one here because Zach Wheeler is going to take the mound for the Phillies, but the only issue is this isn't Zach Wheeler of last May, June, and July where you know he's going 7 or 8 innings, going to be on a pitch count tonight, which will leave that bullpen a little bit vulnerable. And we thought we were done in the city of Philadelphia with COVID here, which on Monday, now we are going to get under a mask mandate once again. But also, the Phillies closer, Corey Kniebel, is now out on the IL or the COVID IL, I guess they call it. So maybe some of that going a little bit around in the Phillies clubhouse here at the wrong time.
Another, I don't know, the way the Phillies, the mass might be good for the Phillies before it's all said and done.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It's a good thing.
If you're wearing a mask, yes, you can say whatever you want. No one can read your lips. Yes. Hey, it's perfect. You're ripped.
Exactly.
You rip, rip whoever you want. Well, put it, so what you're saying is, listen, this game to me is one of these toss-ups. It's like last night. It's a heart attack waiting to happen. Philly games are a roller coaster. Met games are a roller coaster. You combine the two of them together, and it's like Britney Spears and her mother in the same room. You know, if anything, I got to lean with the Mets here at plus 136. Just out of there because they're a dog, but I'm not going to bet this game, actually. I'm going
to
pass.
Under trend today, too, already. What do you got? 2-1, 4-2, 2-0, 5-3 today. And even yesterday's Phillies game, which rose to the 9.5, still stayed under the total. Some of these bats got to get going and get a little bit hot here in April. And we see an 8.5 out there, which seems low in Citizens Bank Ballpark. And today, a little bit warmer than it was yesterday.
That's a good point.
70 degrees out right now. So, but you still look, that 8.5 is screaming, I need to take the over. But again, as I did yesterday, which was a miracle, I lean under again in this Phillies game tonight.
I agree. Yeah. And from what we saw, guys, of McGill, he was pretty good for the Mets. I'm not going to say it's going to happen every time, but he came out and he looked actually very solid. And Wheeler's a solid pitcher.
He's a good pitcher.
I don't assume nine. Yeah, I think 8.5, Donnie, you're onto something. The weather, a couple of balls might travel, but I lean under. Getting 9 runs with these quality pitchers, that could be a lot to ask.
Yeah.
It's against my nature to pass. I hate being a wuss and stuff, but
no, it's okay. You have to pass. There's, like, there's 37 games. Hockey alone.
Exactly.
Like, what do you – unless you're a millionaire, right?
I've got a lot of alternate line hockey plays to give coming up here. Yeah. I'm like, Cam, Rod Rubber's in the house.
You're the insurance salesman. Yeah, exactly. You can't bet them all.
So Oakland and Tampa. Oakland beat these guys up yesterday. Tampa's minus 215. Here's another one to me, Cam. It's a run line on Tampa or pass. Are you going to bet this game?
Now, I sound like the wussy. I don't know anything too much about Aller going for the Oakland A's, but I'll tell you, Tampa Bay with Romero laying 215, that is not something I don't. That's a beverage I cannot drink. Too much juice. For me, too much pulp. I'm going to pass on that game, Gabe. I would put maybe Tampa a slight lean in moneyline parlays, but I don't like minus 215s at all. So this is a game I really don't want to get involved in. Actually, with these pitchers, I would probably look at the over in this game, but I'm like you. I got other stuff on the grill. Going to pass.
I'm just surprised we've talked baseball for like 5 minutes and Donnie hasn't dropped a team total on us yet.
Oh, it's coming.
Oakland and Tampa. It's coming, huh? Oakland, Tampa, any team totals here? What about this one? Any before we move on to the
other game? Yesterday I had a team total in Tampa Bay, which went up in flames yesterday. They got absolutely smoked. And talk about the Oakland Athletics at this point. One of those teams where you expected, hey, they might win 65 games, especially after the first two games in Philadelphia. They knock off the Phillies and Tampa Bay in back-to-back games. So who's not to say they're not a live dog at plus 180? April is the time to take these big dogs, because neither one of these ball clubs, we think Tampa Bay is going to be good, we think Oakland's going to be bad, but if you were just watching the first 2 days of this season, Oakland looked like they might not win for 3 weeks, and here they are in a 2-game win streak and now taking on what, plus 180 in this game. Might be an interesting one to watch here.
I think Oakland could be money makers this year, actually, just due to the fact that they are such large dogs.
Yeah,
all the
every
time.
Night.
You know they have good young players in the organization.
They do.
You talked about better weather on the East Coast. I was talking with Kurtz last night. Much nicer weather in the Bronx tonight than last night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field.
Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tare, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Yeah, we talk about the over here tonight, guys. 9.5 with Kikuchi and Cortez on the hill for the Bronx Bombers. Springer was the only one that really made any contact last night. You know you're not going to silence this Jays lineup on too many nights like this. Better weather tonight. Kikuchi's a hittable pitcher. I like the over this game. We'll hit this on the other side with the guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. There is a lot of stuff to break down, a lot of picks to get to. Talking baseball, look forward to Donnie's take on the basketball tonight. We got Coach Young stepping up and joining us. But as we were going into the break, I was talking about the Toronto Blue Jays. So Blue Jays and the Yankees, though, once again, guys. And one thing you can just tell, the atmosphere isn't the same at Yankee Stadium as it was when we were kids. And just the new Yankee Stadium, the ticket prices, the new stadium, it's not the same. Like, you have a bunch of people there. They look bored. There's people looking at their phone. There's a bunch of empty seats everywhere behind home plate. Used to be a bunch of nut jobs, a bunch of fat guys with chains on. And, screw you. Yeah. And, like, shaking the net. And, like, it was like, man, it was the Bronx Zoo. It's like, man, this place is crazy. Now it's like, yeah, whatever, dude. You get some rich kid from,
like, a Maple
you know what I mean?
Kid.
Some rich.
Sushi.
It is. You're exactly right. It's a bunch of rich kids. Their parents gave them the tickets because the dad doesn't care about going anymore. You go. There's no atmosphere, really. It's not the same. It's not as intimidating. And where I'm going with this is the Blue Jays are 9-2, guys, in their last 11 games. You know that, Donnie? 9-2 the last 11 times. I know it goes back to last year, but it's the same team, essentially. You saw last night. The Blue Jays enjoy playing there. We talked about it yesterday, Cam. Vladimir Guerrero hit 5 home runs in 10 games at Yankee Stadium last year. Didn't get one last night. I lost taking that prop. I almost have to go back to that well tonight, guys. Because I was talking about earlier, I think there will be some runs on the board here tonight. Total 9.5. I'll throw it to you first, Donnie. What do you think about this ball game tonight? What do you think about the total?
Yeah, we should have some offense opening up here. Got close to 70 degrees at first pitch. Light wind blowing out to right field, which is always a good thing. But also, you have two left-handed pitchers on the mound where these guys stack right-handed monsters in both of these lineups. Even though yesterday, you look at that score and it was low and the Yankees didn't even score a run, sooner or later they'll bust out. Maybe it takes to like May, June, or July where it really gets hot and these guys get into a groove. But it's one of those teams and one of those games, Gabe and Cam, that I look at myself and say, do I really want to take the under? Even though the unders are leaning towards exactly. Early in the season, it could be 0-0 in the third inning. Next thing you know, it's 4-4 entering in the fourth inning. That's how talented both of these lineups are. And they set up well versus left-handed pitchers. So before the commercial where he said you're looking at the over, I agree with that, even though the under is the trend earlier in the season.
Cam, what are you doing with the game?
First of all, great points you guys bring up. And let's remember one thing, too. We watched that game. Some of the Jays' defense last night was absolutely insane. The double plays that they had to stop runs. So yeah. It was a 3-0 game, but the defense was really good. So I think you guys are on to something. I'm going to take the Jays because betting dogs in baseball is the way to go. It doesn't work all the time, but that's where you look for plus money. But Morenci, you're right. And Donnie, you're right. The over with these two pitchers at 9.5, it seems a little bit high, but I think we get there. I think the Jays break out tonight. I think the Yankees will score some runs. 10 runs is a very attainable number, and I think these guys are going to rake against these pitchers. Kikuchi, I know the Jays pitching staff has talked about changing him a little bit, throwing more inside. It's going to take a while, and these Yankee hitters are dangerous tonight, so they might get theirs, but I'm going to take the over in this ball game. I love it.
All right, we'll pick up the pace a little bit so we can get to the basketball as well. I don't know what's up. I don't know if you guys see the same thing, but I see the Brewers and the Orioles are off the board right now at FanDuel. It's locked. But I just look quickly, and I'm seeing – I just punched in, all right, Orioles game, whatever, and I'm seeing – I just saw guys, fans at the game, tweeting pictures at the game, and it's sunny there. It seems to be – the weather doesn't seem to be a factor. So I don't know what's up there. I don't know if you guys know anything about that one, but, man, Milwaukee really stumbling out of the gate here. But we got the Marlins and the Angels. Sorry, Barry Horowitz in the house last night. Oh, Mike Trout's not playing. Mike Trout's not playing. Angels minus 162, too big of a price. I wouldn't be taking them in this spot against Lizardo. Cam, you're like, that's your new team. They're like the Marlins. Yeah. You're hooked now. You're like a Marlin. You're hooked.
It is. I almost have to take them
because you've lost a couple of times. You got to take them.
Last night, you were the fisherman. You hooked a big ginger redfish and fed the whole community. I got hooked big time. I liked the Marlins last night, but I'm going back to them with Lizardo, almost getting a 140 price. Good call by you. I'm going back to Miami. I think they're still a good team. And you know what? This price is right. This is the time to take them tonight. It was great. You guys said it. You didn't let the Trout stuff scare you off. You got me, and they were a small favorite. Yes, give me the Marlins, Gabe. I'm going back for more. More abuse.
Donnie,
don't hook me again.
What do you think? What do you think about the rest of the baseball board here, Donnie? We'll sort of just pick what you like here. I hit the under last night in San Diego and San Francisco. It's low at 7.5 here again, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of runs in this game, man. Both these teams can play defense. There were great plays last night. It's still cold. It's cold in San Francisco now. Like, man, people have like winter jackets on and hats. Yeah, bro. Like the ball. Guys were smoking balls. Warning track. They're just dying. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be looking at the under here. I'd prefer to buy that half run, get it up to 8 there, guys. And my Dodgers, seems like a nice spot for them tonight to get it going here against Chris Archer. It's Heaney versus Archer. What's your take on that one, Donnie? To me, anytime you get the Dodgers at minus 144, you got to take it.
Yeah, Dodgers are going to be favored, 98% of the time this year, and most of the time when they're at home playing bad baseball teams, 250, 280, 330, or even higher. So it does look like a price, but it still is early in the season, and maybe the Dodgers being away playing in cooler temperatures, keeping those bats a little bit cool. Not all that high on that game, but you bring up a good point here. San Diego and San Francisco, a lot of people look at those, and you know, I'm big on weather reports, but some people say, hey, Donnie, look at that. 18 miles an hour wind blowing out the dead center field. It's always like that in San Francisco. That ballpark is built that way, and the ball still doesn't travel. So if you're getting temperatures at first pitch at 49, which means by the end of the game, Gabe, I mean, if you've ever been to San Francisco in the summer, that's a warm night at like 48 degrees. It's ridiculous out there. So ball doesn't travel. But one game I'm really liking here tonight is the St. Louis Cardinals team total over at 4.5. They set up really well tonight with their batters versus the pitcher that's going to be going here tonight against them. So that's the game I'm going with tonight. If you ask me for one team total, it's going to be on the St. Louis Cardinals tonight.
Interesting. We'll get back to the baseball picks. We'll take a look at the late games as well. I like the Houston Astros tonight with Garcia. People don't like the Astros, so they leave them on the table, but all they do is win this team. All they do is win. Yeah. All right, so we'll get back to the baseball. We got a bunch of hockey to get to as well. Donnie, NBA basketball, let's get into it. Brooklyn Nets are currently laying 9.5 right now, total 226. And half, what's your opinion on the first 7 versus 8 play-in game?
Yeah, usually you look at this and you say to yourself, well, hold on now. A team is favored by 9.5, and it's the Brooklyn Nets, and they haven't covered basically at all as a home favorite throughout the year. Well, playoffs make for different times, and they did play very well last time they took on Cleveland. But the interesting part here in these playoffs is typically we look at what? In the half-court game, slow it down, play really good defense. That's not really going to be the case here. Look at the way these games are lined all the way across, 226, 231, 236, 227. So we're anticipating points tonight, but I got to tell you, it's still the playoffs here. All it takes is a little bit of defense to stay under the 226.5. I'm going to use that old school mentality and say maybe the game slows down just a little bit from what we anticipate, and I'm going to take the under 226.5.
under The Undertaker. Rest in peace. Give us a Paul Bearer cam for old time's sake. Mm. Oh, Donnie.
That's a very risky play, Donnie. But I will tell you one thing. The line opened 229 and slipped to 226 and a half. You might be on the right side.
Well done. Well done.
Right on the spot, too.
Yeah.
We're getting Cam an urn on his backdrop.
He needs an urn. He does. Yeah, he does.
I like that. I will be an urn on that. It might be my own. But yeah. I
put
like
the ashes of all the past forgotten plays.
All the old tickets.
What's in your camp? All the lost, sad, lost soul bets. Thank you, man.
All the least future bets.
A little piece of Xander Schauffele from the Masters. Yeah. There's Dustin Johnson. There's a little bit of leaf ashes.
Uh-huh. No, you're right. There's a lot in that urn, I can tell you.
Probably a little morbid. That'd be great. The urn. What's in the urn? My sports.
It's actually
loss.
A wicked idea. I wouldn't mind. The ticket.
That'd be great. What's in the urn? The Bills blowing a lead with 13 seconds left. That's what's in the urn. Shut up.
I love that idea. I think it's great. I want a sports urn.
The urn of loss. The sports gambling. Amazing. Oh, urn. This time it'll be different. Yeah. Oh, no.
Will it, Gabe? No.
The Clippers and the T-Wolves. T-Wolves up to 3.5 right now, Donnie.
Ooh,
total 231 in this one. Oh, that's
boy.
A high total there.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, I think the over is more in play in this one, even though it's as high as 231. But if you take a look at that, too, which was 2.5 a little bit earlier this afternoon, now jumps to 3.5, which is usually a good sign for the home team. But Clippers, that sneaky team here. I got to tell you, if I'm betting this game straight up, which I'm not going to take the side, I would lean towards the Clippers. I did take a points, rebounds, and assist prop tonight on D'Angelo Russell, 27.5. The last two games that he's played, he hit that. Also sitting out the last two games because obviously they clinched what they needed to do. So I'm going to go ahead with D'Angelo Russell tonight and play that he has a good game. Figuring that if it's a 231, we're going to get some tempo and him being a point guard, maybe getting around that 8, 9, 10 assist range, drop a couple 3-point shots. I think he can do this again for us tonight.
You know, the way I look at this game, guys, or I look at the play-in tournament is I believe, all right, are the Clippers getting in? They've got two cracks at this. Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe that Paul George, Norman Powell, I think Powell's an interesting player tonight, actually. That George, Powell, Zubac, Tyronn Lue, they're a good team. Reggie Jackson, the Clippers are good, right? The Clippers have always been good without their star guys. And then he brings star guys in and screws it up all the time. But they've got something going on here again. And I respect Minnesota, but I just think Clippers are either going to win tonight or they'll beat the winner of the Pelican Spur game to get in. So if I'm taking them, I might as well jump in now. I lean with the Clippers plus the points. But great stuff, Donnie. Okay, Raptors and Sixers series prediction, Donnie. Got about 30 seconds.
Sixers in four, Gabe. Come on, feel the heat.
What are you, Shaq? Sixers in four. Shaquille O'Neal.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
No, give me a real pick. Give me a real pick.
Yeah, I think the Sixers take this in seven. I do. I'm going to do Sixers in seven. Seven. Good series. A lot of fun to watch.
Seven, not four.
Fall out of...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I am Moretzi, kicking it. Reggie Redick, Cam Stewart in the house. All right, Coach James Young. We'll step up and in, but let's get to the hockey first here quickly because there's a bunch of hockey games. We'll get back to the basketball props. First game up, Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers. Canes are -126 favorites right now. At FanDuel, total is 5.5 at Madison Square Garden. I've got the Rangers +2.5 in my alternate line parlay. Are you playing this game straight up, Cam? Who are you taking in this game?
You know what, Gabe? Let's hope what we did the other night. Like, I'm taking the Jets, and you get that insurance, and I think we can middle this one. I think it is going to be a close game, but I have a lean to the Carolina Hurricanes. This is a good test for them. I know Coach is a Rangers guy, but I'm only laying under a quarter in this spot. I think Carolina is a better complete team. The Rangers rely on goaltending. It's not there all the time. Carolina is deeper and better. We will see what the Rangers do tonight, but I'll take Carolina on the money line. But Gabe, I don't mind them. I expect it to be a close game. Would not be shocked, actually, if it was a one goal game and maybe Carolina scored an empty netter, but give me the Hurricanes under a quarter in this spot.
You got the Washington Capitals are -260 favorites over the Flyers, 6.5, and the Panthers are -465 favorites over the visiting Ducks. I think both the favorites are actually going to win here. Normally I'm in the mood to take these underdogs on the alternate line, the big underdogs, but I think it's a good spot here. Capitals and Panthers, Cam. It's -143.
-143.
It's not bad.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, the Panthers, you're not laying 450 or 450 with the Leafs and stuff like that. But if you want to put them in different ways, the Panthers are probably not going to lose to Anaheim tonight. So, Gabe, yeah, I agree. But I'm going to go with the one dog, and I like that your tweet. And we haven't talked about this game quickly. I think the St. Louis Blues, I like what you had to say, actually. I've really been liking what they're doing recently. They're a dog tonight against the Boston Bruins. I kind of lean the Blues, Gabe, getting +112 on FanDuel in that spot right now. I think that's a dog that I can really put in my kennel. I think the Blues are a dangerous team. Husso's actually the better goaltender, as people know. Bennington has struggled. I like St. Louis. I think they're playing good hockey.
All right, so my hockey picks will be the Washington Capitals and the Florida Panthers parlay. Mm-hmm. So nice and simple, nothing fancy. Capitals, Panthers parlay, -143. This one's a little cuter here. Buffalo Sabres +4.5. New York Rangers +2.5. And the St. Louis Blues +2.5.
I love it. Yes, yes.
And you know what? I'm going to come back here and let's bring the coach in. I'm going to combine this one, Cam. How about this?
Yeah, parlay.
Let's go. Let's see what I can do here. Blues. All right. So we got the Blues +2.5, but Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
Buffalo Sabres. Man, I was going to say +3.5, but that 4.5 just way more attractive. Sabres +3.5.
The Leafs are not going to beat them by 4 goals. You're going to be safe. I know you want extra insurance, sir. I can't offer you the $2 million package. Your family will be covered with $1 million.
Here we go.
Don't worry about it.
Here we go. Here we go. And, Coach, you can do this one as a Ranger guy. I like
this. Timeout. Hold on. This is very important. I got something to say. Timeout. I got something to say. You ready? Hit my music.
What the hell's going on here? I'm the one that says hit the music.
I can finish the next line for that. That's what I was saying. Cut his mic is -1,000, and I will go bank up a Brinks truck. I was going to win the bet. Cut his mic would be the next word you would say.
Well done.
That was a lot.
Well done.
Nice music. Excellent.
I like it.
Excellent.
Me too. It's work, bold, makes a statement, just like yourself, Coach.
You've earned it too, Coach. You're a regular every day. You've been grinding. I like it.
Well, now more importantly, let's get back to the hockey picks. So who are we taking tonight?
Yeah, I was in the middle of a pick here, Coach, all right? It's not all about you and your entrance music. So All right. Buffalo Sabres, plus 3.5. Ooh. Brooklyn Nets, money line, minus 160.
Okay.
Hmm.
How do you not like that?
Love it. I mean, can we get something else? Can we get something else to get it to you know me, I'm a plus money guy. Can we get it to plus money?
Okay, this is for you, Coach. This is for you, and we'll work your Rangers in here. And this is nice and safe. So you got to go to alternate puck here. You got to go alternate puck line. All right, we'll go to the Rangers. All right, Rangers plus nice robust plus 2.5. It only becomes minus 114. Buffalo Sabres plus 3.5. Brooklyn Nets money line. Rangers plus 2.5.
I kind of like that. That's a good parlay, though. And it's only 14 cents. It's less than laying 20 juice on a regular game. That's a good bet. That's fine.
Sold!
All right, what happens if I take Buffalo out of this?
I wouldn't do that.
That becomes 244.
Do you think the Leafs are going to win by 4 or 5 goals tonight? Buffalo has owned them, but I just don't think they have it in them to win by more than 2.
No, I'm comfortable. I'll take the 3.5. I'll take the 3.5 because I've already got one with 4.5 already.
Exactly.
Already got one with the 4.5 already. No, and all kidding aside, Buffalo to win this game could be in play, guys. Buffalo plus 1.5 on the other alternate line. You get plus money. What the hell is that? I'll let you know in a second. I'm so confident I'm playing the Sabres twice, Ken. That's how come. Yeah. Like, I have him in the hockey parlay. Now I'm doing him with the Brooklyn Nets. Brooklyn Nets, money line, Buffalo Sabres plus 3.5, minus 160. Oh, yeah, that's even three digits. Tuck, tuck, tuck.
I think you could add something to that. Minus 160, so you're getting 3.5 Brooklyn. I like Brooklyn to win the game, too. Give me something else. I got one for you. Why don't you add either the Vancouver Canucks at home? No, it's not enough. Vancouver Canucks at home to your Vegas Golden Knights at, like, another plus 2.5.
That game's later.
Maybe. Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. Then you'll have something late to sit on. It's kind of like beautiful, you know?
No, I'll do something with that later with the T-Wolf game.
Okay. I get it.
Let's get to the basketball. All right. And I'm going to go with the part. I'm going to go with the teaser here. I'm not playing around. I'm looking to cash these tickets tonight. I'm thinking about going both ways. So, like, how the hell do I not take the Cleveland Cavaliers at 19.5?
I got an idea. How about the Rangers alternate puck line plus 2.5, the Sabres plus 3.5, the Nets money line, Florida Panthers minus 1.5 plus 193.
Yes, you know what? Yes.
I liked it up to the Panthers. Just take the Panthers to win. That extra goal,
I
could be.
I agree. The Panthers are way better than the Ducks, but this is the type of game they're just going to be sleepwalking. Okay, maybe we'll win in overtime or something. I agree, Moretzi. That game screams danger. A Panther and
I can
Duck,
live without the Panthers on top of it. And if you want to get cocky, Coach, and I already played it, throw the Capitals in there. Washington Capitals to win.
I like the Caps.
Take the Panthers to win and the Capitals to win on top of those alternate lines. So Sabres plus the 3.5, Rangers plus 2.5, Brooklyn Nets money line, Washington Capitals to win, Florida Panthers to win.
I don't know what the hell we're doing anymore.
I almost have to pay this. I want more.
More. You're not giving me enough.
I just rattle off 10 picks and all we get is 24.
This guy.
That's not in our nature here. What are you doing to us, Coach? We're rattling off 7 game parlays. It's getting out. It's too much.
I got to be honest. My head's getting
money.
A lot.
Okay. Coach. All right, how about this, guys? How about this, Coach and Kim?
Okay, yep.
A little 10-point teaser here. A little 10-point basketball teaser.
Yes. We Cleveland can't even Cavaliers. Anymore. Yes, Cleveland,
out,
yes.
Coach,
yes.
You're the one with the 17 parlay. I'm giving winners here. You're giving pipe dreams.
It's five, six, seven. I don't know. It's more than three.
Right. Are you carrying Cleveland? Wow.
Cleveland Cavaliers plus 19.5.
I like it.
LA Clippers plus 13. Cavaliers, Brooklyn Nets over 216.5. You want to send your kids to Princeton, Coach? There's the play right there.
I don't like that total in there. The totals are volatile with the big recipes that we do.
How are we not getting to 217 in this game?
I don't know. I'm just saying I prefer the 18.5 points. 19.5 and 13.5. Like those are good. Well, that's a lot of points.
You've got to play three teams, though.
I know. So we could do So you like the over in that game more than the over in the Clipper game? Or you're going to wait for the Clipper game to do more crazy parlays?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to mix up some crazy stuff.
I see what's happening here. Okay, we got it. Okay, fair enough.
I'm going in, though. I like this. All right, so here, Cavaliers plus 19.5. I think the Nets win the game, but I think the Nets are going to win by like 6 or 7 or 5.
I think Cleveland covers too. I think the Nets win by like 7 to 8 points, and Cleveland just covers the number. Exactly. I feel the exact same way.
It'll sort of be close. So, I threw out there, that's sort of the safety valve. It's my Men Without Hats safety dance pick there. I got some comfort, like Kev's. It's a little insurance in a back pocket. But what do you think? And I got some props here for you, but what do you do with the game, Coach? What do you think happens here? Cavaliers, Brooklyn Nets. 9.5.
I think the Nets jumped them early. I don't like the 9.5, but give me the Nets -5.5 in the first half. They've been in the lead in 4 of the last 6 games. I think they jumped them early. I'm worried about the backdoor cover late. I think the Nets try and expose the Cavs early and try to knock out the knockout punch. So I'm going to take the Nets -5.5 in the first half. I'm going to go with Andre Drummond, double-double. Listen, he's averaged a double-double since getting traded to the Nets. He's averaging a double-double last 10 games, has a double-double already versus Cleveland this year, and Cleveland gives up the 6th most points and 7th most rebounds to center. So I'm going Drummond, double-double. I'm going KD over 2.5 made threes. At 3 made threes per game in the last 5 games, hit him 5 of the last 8. I think he can get some threes in transition. I think because KD is the scorer, I'm going with Kyrie over 5.5 assists. He's averaged 6.6 last 10 games, averaging 8.5 assists versus the Cavs this season, hitting 7 in the last 10 games. And then I'm going Darius Garland over 8.5 assists. Hit this in 9 of the last 15 games. I think the game's going to be paced. So we're going to go Nets first half, money's 5.5. Drummond double-double, KD over 2.5 made threes, Kyrie over 5.5 assists, Garland over 8.5 assists.
Wow, this guy's coming at you, Morenci, for your crazy insurance parlays. This guy's got a basket full of fun here. Unbelievable.
We've got some props here. We're going to go with Kevin Durant. I got it at 31.5. It's at 32.5 right now. But Kevin Durant over 31.5 points. It's going to be the KD show tonight. Bruce Brown Jr., underrated player. Over 2.5 assists this evening. He's gone over this in like 6 straight, I think. 5, 6 straight. It's only 2.5 assists. He ain't going to be shooting. He's going to be passing the ball up to Curry. He's going to be passing it up to Kyrie. He's going to be passing it up to KD. Give me Bruce Brown Jr. over 2.5 assists. I like Andre Drummond as well, Coach. I'm going over 11.5 rebounds for Andre Drummond. And for me, the number's just a little light here. All I got to do is hit a couple of shots. Patty Mills over 5.5 points scored. It's up to 6.5, actually. So I might have gotten value. Patty Mills over 5.5. I'm going to stay away from Kyrie because I think he'll light it up, but I think he'll defer to Kevin tonight. So KD over 31.5. Bruce Brown Jr. over 2.5. Andre Drummond over 11.5. Patty Mills over Drummond over 11.5 rebounds. Everybody else points. Patty Mills over 5.5 points. All right, Coach. I tell you, though, I think it goes the other way, Coach. I think Cleveland will hang around early, and Brooklyn will pull away late.
I think you could say that, but I just think this is a big spot for Cleveland. First time they've been there, and if I'm the Nets, I don't want to play around. I want to throw the knockout punch early, get this game over with. I think that's what they're going to do tonight.
Thing is, they're just not that good. You know what I mean? Like, their knockout punch is a weak one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, countdown to tip-off is on. I'm starting to get crazy here. We're clicking away. I think we all are right now. We all are. I'm starting to like this. And in fact, maybe it's a last second sort of thing, but Cam, you're worried about the total. I am not. In fact, I think the Cavaliers and the Nets is going to be a track meet. It's going to be a track meet. I don't think Cleveland's scared to run with, scared to run with Brooklyn. I think people think, oh, they're going to do this. They're going to slow. No, they're not. Cleveland, they're going to think, you know what? Durant will get hurt. I think they think these guys are old. We're going to run their old ass into the ground. Think with the Cavs coaching camp, they're a bunch of young, confident kids, right? Like, they're not going to be intimidated. I don't think they buy in at all. It's the playoffs and all this type of stuff either. It's Brooklyn. Brooklyn are 3-23 against the spread. The last 26 games is a home favorite.
That's horrible.
Now you're like double digits, horrible. Like they're 9.5. And like, can people just think the Cavs are going to roll over tonight or something? They're not. Yeah. I don't think they have enough. I think it's going to take KD's magic. Like, with, like, 3 minutes left, oh, KD hits a three, and, oh, KD takes over, and they win by six, whatever. Like, it wouldn't shock me if Cleveland won this game outright, guys. Like, I'm starting to get worried about, like, I'm not loading up on Brooklyn in every moneyline parlay or anything like that. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. All right, so my quick plays here, as I say this, Nets, moneyline, Sabres plus 3.5 parlay. Cavs, Nets, over. Cavs, Nets, Cavs, 10-point teaser. Cavaliers plus the points. Nets, Cavs over the number, and the Clippers plus the points. KD over 31.5. Mills over 5.5. Brown over 2.5 assists. Drummond over 11.5 rebounds. NHL hockey, we'll give you the alternate on the other side. Cam, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I got a parlay with the Brooklyn Nets, Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Washington Capitals to plus 112. I'm going to take the Miami Marlins plus 136, dice it up with the plus 1.5. Toronto Blue Jays, Yankees over 9.5. I expect runs tonight at Yankee Stadium. I think both pitchers are going to be serving up meatballs.
Coach?
I got 5 seconds. I'll tell you after the break. Here comes Vernon.
A pro could have done it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus.
No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.